This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, local businesses are being invited to join a new initiative to protect and restore the Kaikarai catchment with the launch of the Araha Kaika Valley Business Plus program. This is the work of the Araha Kaika Valley organisation. We thought we'd catch up with the chair, Paul Southworth, who's joined us in the studio. Kia ora, nice to have you with us again, Paul. Thanks for coming in.
Kia ora, Jeff. Good to see you.
For those who aren't familiar with Araha Kaikarai Valley, give us the rundown. What's the mission here?
Well, the mission is we're trying to create a little bit of environmental change through awareness, education, and some actual hands-on work on the ground.
Yeah. And you've, in doing that, been connecting with local businesses and getting a lot of support, right?
Yeah, we've got a lot of things going on. So our first thing that we kind of started was our backyard trapping, which really got us to connect with a whole lot of residents. And in the process of that, of course, we meet a lot of business owners, and we work in the valley as well. So as all that's come together, we're creating this huge community network of people. So it's pretty awesome.
And there are all sorts of areas you can be working in. Obviously, waterways are a priority. How are things going there?
The water's not great. We've been doing a bit of monitoring, a bit of rubbish cleanups and things like that. But we're just trying to bring a little more focus on this summer on the water quality and what people could be doing themselves to perhaps improve that kind of outcome.
And we know we see all over the country, but a lot of great work being done in Ōtau Pōti regarding planting and sort of restoring areas that might otherwise be sort of degrading somewhat. A bit of work going on there as well.
Yeah, there's not only Araha Kaikarai Valley, but there's other groups as well. And if you drive the length of Kaikarai Stream and start looking around the catchment, there's actually a lot of really good work going on. So it's positive out there.
Yeah. And what does that say to you? I mean, clearly there was a group that thought something needed to be done. And, you know, what's the driving force there? Were you noticing obvious degradation?
I think that, you know, don't get me wrong, the stream's better than it's ever been. It was treated really, really poorly. Mm. And in fact, there's a great document of a speech from, I think, 1908, in Wellington, in the house where they're talking about Kaikarai Stream and the state of it. So it was really, really bad. And now it's slightly better. Possibly not as polluted, but it suffers from being neglected and treated like a drain. And over the years, people have decided that, hang on, we can do better than that. And they've started doing things like with Hendrick up at the Kaikarai Commons, down the back of the marae there. They're doing a whole lot of work down around Kaikarai Estuary at the moment. So people are doing positive things. Things are happening. And I think people want to be part of the community and they want to live in a good place.
Now, your businesses have come on board. They've been really helpful along the way. You've decided with this Business Plus program that you can give a little bit back to them as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the mission here is to it's a little bit of a pilot program to see where we can go with it. But we're trying to get 10 businesses on board to commit to having a staff member on this program once a month for 3 hours, and then run through a range of activities, and that person becomes the ambassador for that business to kind of be aware of how they impact Kaikarai Stream and the water-based environment.
Nice. So you kind of can start making some cultural change from within organisations if there's something that those businesses can do to help.
Yeah, indeed. And it's, you know, it's not a finger-pointing exercise. It's about actually awareness through education, right? So things we see is there's a little bit of rubbish gets into the stream from neglected skip bins where the lids blow open when there's a big storm. Runoff from car parks and driveways and things like that, where a small change, like a catch on a bin or a little silt trap, could make a massive change to what's actually happening with the thing. So we're just helping businesses try to identify and become aware of those things. But this is not we're trying to catch you out doing something exercise. That's not, we don't believe in that.
So what kind of things might someone be involved in with one of these three-hour sessions?
Right, well, the first one is we're going to tour through the Kaikarai Valley catchment, which is actually huge. It's 54 square kilometres. So we're going to have a look at where the water's coming from. And part of that is the Mount Grand water treatment. So I've arranged a tour up there as well to get in there and have a tour through the facility and see how that works, because Mount Grand spills some beautiful clean water into Kaikorai Stream, which greatly improves the health of the stream. We're then going to get into testing of water, so measuring pHs, temperatures, turbidity, all that kind of sciencey stuff, which is pretty cool. I've been through it myself. It's quite an exciting thing. Then we do another session where we're looking at what's living in that water, so your fish and your invertebrates and stuff like that, which in Kaikorai is a massive eye-opener when you start seeing what's living in there. So that's quite cool. And then we're going to follow up with looking at how predators interact with the waterways, and then getting down with trapping some animals, making sure we're not got rats, hedgehogs, possums around those waterways and stuff like that. And they'll become part of our network.
Sounds like a really good day at high school science.
Yeah, it'll be a good time, all right.
Well, that is part of it, right? It's not just all hard mahi. There's real opportunities here to understand our environment better and get a bit excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, I've done a little bit of fishing, a little bit of fly fishing, and I thought I knew what went on in little tiny little tributary streams and stuff like that. And then when I started learning some of the stuff, it was such an eye-opener. You know, we live in an amazing world. It's cool.
Yeah. Paul, I guess with the warmer months coming on, it becomes a little bit easier to get people out and about doing the work, right?
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah.
Winter's been a bit tough for us all. But in general, how are you feeling about the way the momentum's rolling with Araha Kaikorai Valley?
It's going really, really good. I think from the people inside the admin team, probably the challenge is actually keeping the wheels on the cart, right? We've got a lot of people coming at us that want to be involved, and we've just got to make sure that we've got the health and safety and the processes and everything in place to make sure they get a great experience, have a good time, and they can do something.
Do you have a physical base?
We work out of 381 Kaikorai Valley Road, which is where my business TurboWeb is located. Luckily, we've got the space to host Araha Kaikorai Valley. And we've got a pretty good setup there. We've also got a shed located there where we store all our trapping materials and stuff like that. That was donated by Dines from down the road.
Yeah, I was going to say, getting out and about, getting your hands in the dirt kind of thing, or in the water, you might need a bit of equipment and stuff to help that along. Is there a need for you to sort of build up some resource in that area?
I guess there's always an endless need for stuff, but we've gone really well with a bit of fundraising and collecting materials and stuff like that. We've just been lucky enough to get some recycled PCs for our admin team so we can start building some of that process stuff and making sure we've got that in place for people. Mm. But then we've got tools and things like that as well. So we're always collecting stuff.
Any connection with the younger people in the area, schools and so forth?
We do a lot with the schools. So one of our trustees, Dr. Simon McMillan, who's over at Kaikorai Valley College, he, of course, is connected with all the teaching staff around the place. So we've been running education programs in a couple of different schools and things like that, yeah.
So right now, in terms of this Business Plus initiative, what are you looking to do? What do people need to know?
I need to collect 10 willing businesses and get a person nominated from each one of those businesses to come on board and have a good time. So we're doing it once. It's a three-hour session once a month. And the reason we've done that is so it's not a giant time commitment. So if you've got a paid staff member going there, that it's only 3 hours out of a month, they can come along, have a great time, learn some stuff, take it back to the business and see where we're at.
When are you hoping to kick off the first of those?
We are going to be, I've got the magic date right here, we're going to be on the 23rd of September. It's going to be our first one. And then 21st of October, 18th of November, 16th of December, and we'll be all wrapped up.
So no doubt you're out and about knocking on a few business doors, but in the meantime, if someone wants to find out more about this, get in touch and have a chat with you, what's the best thing to do, Paul?
Come to our website, akv.nz, or to give me a call.
Simple as that. Nice to catch up on the work of this charitable trust, Araha Kaikorai Valley, and the great work that they're doing. Paul, all the very best for this. I mean, really excellent work, and let's hope you get a full team for those workshops as they get underway. I'd love to catch up with you a little bit further down the track and keep a finger on the pulse with progress. Thanks for joining us on the Awesome Morning Show.
That'd be awesome. Thanks so much, Jeff.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.